This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Kentucky Speedway in Sparta held its first race 16 years ago this month. Since then, it's hosted all kinds of racing events, along with concerts and a variety of special events and racing experiences. The track just underwent a major renovation as the Speedway prepares for the upcoming NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, Quaker State 400. And joining us to talk about the history of the Kentucky Speedway and the track's role in the world of racing is Kentucky Speedway Director of Communications, Tim Bray. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Tim, good to see you this afternoon.
Good to see you. It's been a long time, man.
It has been, and I have to disclose that you and I have known each other since, I'd say, what, 1990, I think it was, or early
90s? At least that. We worked together some and in same newsrooms, and so it's been and not me always in sports, it's great to be with you.
Good to see you, Tim. Yeah, what prompted the track's owners, a little history on this, when they looked at this site in Sparta, why did they say that's a good place to put a racetrack?
Well, I think, first of all, you have the proximity to major thoroughfares. I-71 is like a quarter mile from the front entrance of the racetrack. And then I think the other thing is that we're in this triangle of Cincinnati, Louisville, Lexington, and there's a great deal of people in that triangle that are race fans. We found that out. Plus, you're not far from Dayton, and we have actually expanded our marketplace into Knoxville and Nashville and western Kentucky and eastern Kentucky. So the whole state is part of our marketing area. And then you've got Indianapolis to the north and Columbus, Ohio. And that really is the factor of putting it at Sparta. Now, the other part about that is the old ownership group, led by Jerry Carroll, wanted a track in Kentucky. He said, we are going to build this in northern Kentucky, and we did.
So what kind of a draw has it been?
Huge. I mean,
what kind of attendance are you seeing?
It's been packed at 66,000, and goodness knows everybody remembers 2011. And I won't go into all of that. But then back in 2000.
That's fixed now, that particular problem.
Absolutely.
With the parking and the traffic.
And we have got so much parking. It's really, really fantastic. And the state has done a great job of putting a 7-lane highway right in front of the racetrack as well. And then the other part of that is, if you think about it, this whole the attendance thing, I mean, we did a great job back in 2000 when we first opened. If you think back 16 years ago when people wanted, there were so many people that wanted to see NASCAR, and it was just the truck series. Now it's Cup, and this is number 6, which I'm still just blown away by the fact that this is the 6th year for Cup.
The 6th year for Quaker State?
Yeah, and Quaker State and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
Now, what have been some of the memorable races that have occurred at the track?
There's been so many. I mean, probably Greg Biffle, the winner of number one. Kevin Harvick came from Michigan after Dale Sr. died, and he took over the 3 ride and came into Michigan from Michigan and won in 2001 in our first, at that time, was the NASCAR Busch Series. And I think the most popular was the closest ever, which was, oh gosh, probably 2002, somewhere around there, when it was Biffle again in a car this time, and a guy by they call him the Onion, Todd Bodine, and you see him sometimes on the FS1 telecast of the Truck Series now, but he was driving and they were battling coming out of 4, and they knocked fenders and side panels, and they were beating and banging about 3, 4, 5 times all the way to the finish line. And Greg Biffle comes across the finish line sideways, and Todd wins by, about wheel well.
He came across sideways.
Yeah, sideways.
To be something to see.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was one of the best races that we ever had, and obviously one of the closest. And who could forget Kyle's win in the inaugural Kyle Busch, that is, in the inaugural Sprint Cup Series race in 2011. He repeated last year. Brad Keselowski's had two as well. And they have completely dominated the Sprint Cup Series at the track. They've led two-thirds of the laps between those two guys.
Now, what are all the different events and races that you have? It's not just the Quaker State. You've got a lot going on during the course of a season.
Right, and not only a season, but coming up next week. I mean, campers start pulling in on Tuesday at noon. And we love our date because it's the end of the 4th of July weekend and extends out and vacation time for a lot of fans. And so they start camping at the track on Tuesday at noon. And then Wednesday, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series will practice. So we get things started midweek. And then there's the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series and then Cup. Back to back to back, and it's the only time in the summer you can see all three back to back to back. Now, why is that important? Well, you get to see the young lions, the young guys that are coming into series, and guys like Ben Rhodes out of Louisville and William Byron, who just graduated from high school, and he's won, three out of the last four events in the Truck Series. So that's Thursday. And then you see Tony Stewart and Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr. and all the really important stars of the sport on Saturday night. And they'll be practicing on Thursday and Friday too. So there's a mix of the veterans and the youth. And you can see it all at the Speedway because they're all there starting on Wednesday and really Thursday, Friday, and Saturday racing.
And I understand this is Tony Stewart's last season.
Yeah, Tony Stewart's last season, and the fact that he has not only won yesterday, which was a stunner in a lot of ways. He won at Sonoma, and very excited because here's a guy who has seen it all and done it all, and yet this will be his 600th start in Cup at Kentucky. So it's a milestone for him across the series. It's not a huge number, but it's a very important number because he raced an IndyCar as well.
You were talking about the campers you're going to start flooding in next week. How many campers do you get?
Well, I can tell you we have about 3,700 camp spots on property. And, I mean, you can camp in the infield and Millionaire's Row. Lakeside sold out and Ponderosa, the new Camping World campground. There's plenty of places. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but let's just say
it's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And these have complete hookup services?
Electric in many of them, but then people want to just tent camp. And so
you're getting all different kinds of campers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the school buses that are decorated, and then you got the multi-million-dollar motor coaches, too.
Well, let's talk about some of the changes that have occurred at the Speedway this year. What's been going on?
Well, we've put together a comprehensive renovation of the racing surface. We have done a lot of different things to it, and it'll be the most unique mile and a half in racing now. What they've done is they've reshaped the racetrack in one and two. Turns one and two are totally different than turns three and four now. Layman's terms, about 20% steeper, so 17 degrees of banking. It's not all that steep, but it's still not a flat track in that area anymore. Three and four is flat. I mean, it's about 14 degrees in turns three and in turns four. They put a new drainage system in. They put more safer barrier in than ever before. And in addition to that, they resurfaced the entire racetrack from the first time, I guess, 14 years, I think it is.
Yeah. So it's an all-new asphalt surface?
New asphalt surface. And so they've really done a great job on this multi-million-dollar project to make sure that the surface does not weep water anymore. Knock on wood, but it has done a pretty good job so far. And in addition to that, you've got the new surface that is going to be the race lanes are going to be not as wide as what they used to be in the first two turns. So They did that because they put a pit exit lane in, a full exit lane, and it's a safety feature. So they had to move the yellow line up. So when you move the line up, you have to narrow down the racing grooves themselves. So that end of the track is going to be a lot tighter than the other end of the track, which is wide and a lot of different ways to get around it. And we believe that the race will be decided in turns three. You know, turn three has been the most difficult, and at our track, and in addition to that, a lot of people tell us it's the most difficult in all of NASCAR. And it's going to be more difficult because they're going to be carrying more speed in there.
So this makes the track faster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The asphalt, the new surface, gone are the bumps.
I was going to ask you about that. The reputation as being a bumpy track.
It's gone. And so now it's the most unique track. And now they're going to be thinking their way around, because do you set a car up for the new turns in turns one and two, or do you, you know, set it up for three and four? So the crew chiefs are going to have a lot to say about that, and the driver's going to have input as well. What do they like? And then what kind of tire is going to be best for this surface? About 2 weeks ago, we had every organization in NASCAR, which is 14, at the track. They brought a driver. They brought a couple of cars. All the manufacturers are there, and they laid down a bunch of rubber on this racetrack and tried to figure out how to drive it, because it's totally different than, you know, all those notes that they've had for 15 years, gone.
Bumpy track, not anymore.
Gone. Okay. You know, and now they have to set their and collect the data for the setup, and that's what they did a couple of weeks ago. I can tell you that they were about as fast as the qualifying record from 2 years ago.
Yeah, and what do the drivers say about the changes?
Well, they like it. Well, let's just put it this way. They knew it was a worn-out racetrack. They realized that something had to be done. Eventually, it was going to happen that they were going to repave Kentucky. Well, what we did is we put a wrinkle in it as we changed the banking in turns one and two. So they like it. I mean, we got a lot of good feedback from all of the drivers that were there, and we didn't have test drivers. We had Kyle Busch. We had Kevin Harvick. And, you know, Joey Logano came right off of Michigan and his win up there and drove the motorhome down to Kentucky, and he was in the car on Monday after he won on Sunday. So we had the best of the best, and they gave us some great feedback, and I'm confident that it's going to be really an impressive show come July 9.
Now, you just finished all this work. I mean, is there any more work planned in the future for the track?
Well, I think we're going to digest this first.
Let this one soak in.
Yeah, let this one. I've been through a few now over my years, but I'm super excited about this because it's competition. The fans are going to love the side-by-side racing. We had one of the, if not the best race of the year last year, a lot of passing throughout the field, a lot of passing at the front of the field. I mean, Kyle Busch and Joey Logano really went at it, and Kyle obviously won, but we're looking for that to continue this season.
Now, is the Speedway one of the newer tracks to host NASCAR?
Well, I guess we would be in that new cycle. There hasn't been any in recent memory, but so Kansas, Kentucky, Chicagoland, they all came in about the same time in the late 90s and the early 2000s.
And what kind of, do you have any idea of the economic impact this has had?
That's a question for like the Tourism Council of Kentucky. I just know that we fill hotel rooms, we fill restaurants and camping grounds from Louisville up to northern Kentucky and into Cincinnati and down into Lexington. It's a NASCAR Nation is vast. And if you look through our parking lots, you can find license plates from every state in the union.
So there are a lot of people who've never seen a race live, and they might have caught it on TV. So I'm wondering what your argument would be. Why should people come down and actually see it live? What can they expect?
It's television has done a great job of bringing you into the race car and into the event. However, there's nothing like live. You can feel it. You can smell it. You can taste it. it's an event and not just a race, because there's so much going on around it. Maybe your favorite driver isn't up front and you're not going to see him on TV, but your favorite driver is battling five other guys in the middle of the pack, and that's what you'll focus on. Yeah, you'll pay attention to what's going on up front. But if Jimmy Johnson's your guy and Jimmy Johnson's not having a great day and he's in there with five other guys and they're battling for 15th, you're going to watch that. So, and then the other thing is the sight lines at Kentucky are so good. You can sit pretty much anywhere and see the whole track. And that is such a selling point for us, because fans, yeah, they want to see what's going on in turn three, in turn two. And you can do that from any seat in the house. Now, some people want to sit low. Some people want to sit high. It's a little different than a basketball game where you want to be right on the court. You may want to sit a little higher. But then there are people that want to feel the particles of Goodyear right on their face. My son loves that. He likes to sit in turn four low because he knows that he's going to be in it. He's going to be in the event. So that's just one example.
Well, Tim, again, give us a recap of the Quaker State 400 coming up, the dates. And
sure. 7 through 9, the big race is on Saturday night at 7:30. ALSCO 300 is the Xfinity race on Friday. And, of course, the Buckle Up in Your Truck 225 is Thursday night. Those races are at 8:30. We've got practice and qualifying all day long Thursday and Friday. Frankie Ballard concert on Saturday afternoon at 5:15. It's a big weekend. We look forward to fans coming down and watching.
Tim, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure. Always great to see you.
Likewise, Tim. Kentucky Speedway Director of Communications, Tim Bray.